he's happy enough with the banter as well. Some people aren't so happy. They're lonely, genuinely lonely. I want to speak to Colette Moore, who's on the line. Colette, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colette, your group's keeping a very close eye on the people who are lonely. The Clanmill group would know about this, wouldn't they?
Yes, indeed, Frank. Clanmill Housing Association, I mean, we provide houses for people, but we also think it's important to provide more than just the bricks and mortar. And we have over 1,000 properties for older people, and it's really important that we do more than just provide the accommodation. So we think it's really, really important to provide active ageing programmes for our older people, realising that a lot of older people are lonely and feel isolated. Each person in GB over 65 spends more than 100 days alone each year. And recognising that we've worked with the Northern Ireland Museums and the Big Lottery to put on a special project which is about bringing older people together into the Northern Ireland Museums to participate in workshops and events that are creative and they're fun and as an opportunity to come together as well.
Older people in the museum, do they realise that they're in the museum or do they just think this is life in general? Because, you know, even when I walk into a museum now, I think to myself, some of that stuff's very modern. The older you are, I suppose, the more you think a museum is part and parcel of everyday life.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting that some of our tenants who are going through the museums are talking to the curators and able to inform them very much about their experiences and can add a lot of colour, in fact, to information about their own lives and experience, including people who've worked in the linen mills, for example, who have come now to see some of through the workshops, have been able to see what's happening and add a bit of information for the curators in extending that further.
Yeah, there's this special day today at the Ulster Folk Museum over at Cultural between 11 and 2, and the spotlight being put on, you know, as you say, the elderly of the world. More than 100 older people living in Clanmill sheltered housing schemes will indeed be enjoying that today. I want to speak to Pat Carlton, who I think is one. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Pat,
good morning to you.
Do you mind me asking you, do you feel lonely as an older person?
Well, actually, where we live in Cedar Court, we have other people of the same age. So we tend to get together in Cedar Court, housing scheme, of course. But today is a big day because we're off to the Folk Museum. These are sessions that we have with the Treasure House Days Out, and this is one of our days out.
You see, these seem like great ideas, and it is essential for a community spirit to be
very
built up.
Very much so.
But you'll probably be aware of some people your age who aren't part of that, and it must be very difficult for them.
Well, I suppose maybe we are fortunate here that to be in one of these schemes that we have other people. Now, we have our flats are self-contained. I mean, we have our own lives to live, etc., etc. But we find that sometimes you knock on a door and would you like a cup of coffee or would you like a cup of tea is a very good thing.
It must be very tough, mustn't it?
Yes, other people don't have, are not fortunate to have this.
So that's what I'm saying. It must be very tough for those people who are actually alone and who are hoping that a family member might call and the family member never calls. What would your message be to younger people who aren't seeing to the needs of their older relative?
Well, one of the things I would say to them, the years go past so quickly that they at some time may be in the same position as these lonely people.
That is very true, and you could be sitting there someday yourself, hoping that the doorbell is going to tingle or the phone is going to ring.
Exactly. Yes, I agree with that. But we're looking forward now to our day out, which is great because other people come together, other schemes come together, and we share memories, which is a good thing. You know how things were when we were younger. And share memories and actually hear other people's stories of their lives. And it's certainly given us something new to think about. And we are certainly never short of something to talk about. as you well know, with ladies.
Pat, I love the way you put it. Pat, thank you very much. Enjoy that really special day. It's just a great idea. It's one of many ideas. And Colette, for an older person who'd be listening, maybe who isn't part of Clanmill, someone whose only voice that they'll hear today is the voice coming out of the radio, what would you say to someone like that, who's genuinely lonely and who's hoping that a human being might speak to them during the course of this week? Is there anything that they can do if they're not part of the Clanmill Sheltered Housing Scheme?
Well, certainly we're trying to work much more closely with older people who live in the neighbourhoods around our schemes. And during the course of the coming year now, we would like to extend our project to people who are outside the doors and invite them along as well. But I would say generally to people who are out there lonely, I mean, please ask. It's really important that you just make contact with someone outside. It's remarkable how responsive other human beings are to each other. And if somebody just puts a hand out for help, it's very difficult for anybody to say no. And I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who'd be delighted to come in and have a chat and a cup of tea. And I think that makes all the difference to the quality of life in somebody's day.
Colette, lovely speaking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Pat, thank you as well. Lovely speaking to you. That's Pat, who's off to the Ulster Folk Museum. It's one of these sort of get-together days for older people, but it puts the spotlight on loneliness, doesn't it? And those individuals who are peppered around the country who don't have anyone to call. Maybe we should all be keeping an eye and an ear open for people who are facing that challenge. And we should be thinking about family in general and asking ourselves simple question or questions. Are we paying enough dutiful attention to our elderly relatives? Do we call to see them enough? What's the answer to those questions?
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Listening to you.